Today we are profiling hidden gems in the community, brought to you by Peterborough and the Kawarthas Tourism. Our very own Scott Arnold had the opportunity to catch up with Pat Bronson of the Peterborough and District Sports Hall of Fame.
A lot of people, when they think of Peterborough, they think of the Peets or the Lakers, but this includes a lot of sports over many years, over the last couple hundred years. What kind of sports are featured in here that people might not think of?
Well, I think one of the biggest ones that I'm always impressed about is our ornamental swim team, the 1955 silver medalist at the Pan Am Games. We would have never thought that a women's team from Peterborough could achieve that in that era, could achieve what they've achieved. And for me, that's very special, is the ornamental swim team.
Now, how old are some of these items in here? There's some newer items, obviously, but how old does it stretch back?
Well, I think it goes back to at least the late 1800s, for sure. We don't know exactly. Some of them, like trophies, might be a little bit before that. But basically, when sport really started as organized activity, I think it was the late 1800s. And so we have stuff that goes back there, pictures, skates, equipment, things like that.
Are there any items that really stand out to you that you thought, wow, I can't believe this was donated to us?
There's lots of it. There's jerseys that were worn by somebody that played for the Toronto Argonauts and the original team sweaters for that. And some of the senior men's hockey that they actually, I'm surprised that they still had the sweaters. I think that's the key to it, is the fact that people still had that memorabilia around. And so it's original sweaters. We've got a lot of old Pete's sweaters that are now collector's items, and we could sell for a significant amount of money if we wanted to sell them. And, it's things like that we've got in here that it's very impressive.
What do you think the oldest item in here is?
I really don't know for sure, but I would say probably, I'm going to guess, some hockey skates from the late 1800s, and also pictures. We've got some wonderful Roy Studio pictures. Some of the best photography in the world was Roy Studios, because they still stand up today in terms of the quality. But the fact that the teams in those days sat for pictures, and we've got them back as early as 1894, a Roy Studio picture of a team, a hockey team. So I think that's what impresses me too, is the fact that we have a recorded history in pictures.
With all these items in here, are there any strange pieces or unique pieces that you thought, wow, where did this come from?
Well, we have a collection of lawn bowling balls that somebody claimed was used by Sir John A. Macdonald when he came through Peterborough. So we have not been able to totally confirm that, but we're accepting the story that they were used by Sir John A. Macdonald. So that's unique. We have a silver trophy that was awarded. It was a one-game trophy, and it was awarded by the battalion of an individual that was killed in the first day of the Battle of Vimy Ridge, and it was donated by his battalion, and we have it here. We have the trophy here, and it was 1917 when the game was played, I believe.
Is there one particular area or one particular section that you enjoy most?
Well, obviously the female sports. The fact that the progression of women's hockey for me, because I started out playing hockey as well, but just seeing where women's sports have progressed, and the one picture that we do have actually that's very special is a picture of the Peterborough women's basketball all-star team who played an exhibition game against the Edmonton Grads. Not many teams got the opportunity to play the Edmonton Grads, but a Peterborough team got that opportunity, and I guess the game, there was over 1,000 people at the exhibition grounds watching Peterborough play the Edmonton Grads. They got soundly beat, but still it was a wonderful experience to see that.
A lot of people ask me, how much does it cost to come into the Hall of Fame?
No, it doesn't cost anything. It's all free. If you want to leave a donation, that's great, but that's not what we're about. But you can just come in, and we want people to come in and see it and enjoy it.
For a complete list of hidden gems, click the link below.